We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, Ken, as many times as we've had Adam in the studio, this by far looks like he's absolutely had his... He looks like he's had his butt kicked for a little bit.
He's kind of surly
today.
Did
you just fly in from D.C.? Because I know you were at Sabre recently.
No, I've been in for a couple days, but I didn't really stop drinking, nor have I ever. It's been like a week. Norm and I had some white rice today for lunch.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Alt 94.9, brought to you by Senior Grubbies, now with two locations. OG location in Carlsbad Village, and now the new spot in Oceanside. Check them out, eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and the whole crew from Port Lost Abbey Hop Concept. We got Norm with you. Norm, good to see you. Steve, you haven't been here. Welcome to the program. Thanks for doing all that you do to bring beer to San Diego, because if you don't brew it, he can't sell it and he can't talk about it.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. It should be fun.
So tomorrow, you're throwing a big party. It's anniversary number...
13. Lucky 13.
Good.
We're teenagers now.
So I take it in the history of as many times we had you on the show before your anniversary, we were probably going to drink some sort of double IPA that you brewed especially for it.
Tommy loves to say it's the same beer we brewed every year, but this year it's a 19.2s, so
this version is double dry hopped as well.
Oh, that's true.
We're gonna get to that shortly, but I want to talk about this beer that you have just recently released. It's Duck Duck Goose. This is the beer that got me hooked on sour beers. This is the beer that introduced me to what having a little funk in the bottle can do. And who can explain the history of what Duck Duck Goose has been over the years?
So yeah, Duck Duck Goose is not a traditional goose. It is our take of the Goose style, because technically Goose can only be made in Belgium. So essentially what this beer is we take a bunch of non-fruited blonde sour barrels from varying ages, and we find the best ones in our portfolio, and we bring them together to make this beer. So pretty much it's just a collection of all of the beer that we've identified and sat on, and just at that time they were excellent, and so we put them in the barrel all together, and that's just what it's been every year. So
every 3 years.
It's a long day of tasting and sampling all those different sour blondes that Steve has to go through.
Yes, many long days of sampling and meticulous note-taking.
I mean, because you have to create a blend, because a Goose stylistically is like old sour beer and new sour beer, right?
Traditionally, it's a blend of 1, 2, and 3-year-old lambic, which is spontaneously fermented. This beer that we have here is partially spontaneously fermented. A few of the barrels that went in are spontaneously fermented, but...
Everybody always asks Lost Abbey, all right, so when's Duck Duck coming out? Every 3 years, but you can't rush it. If it's not ready in exactly 3 years, so be it. Let it cook, because I mean, every time you blend this beer, every time you release it, it is absolute perfection. You're getting all the flavors that you expect from this beer. It's got this tartness, but it also has this almost like nectarine stone fruit presence to it.
Yeah,
but the beer doesn't have, it's not a fruited beer.
Yeah, that and we have, you know, a lot of these barrels are also made using our house cultures, which something that we've just kind of kept alive throughout all of our barrels throughout the years. And that culture tends to put off a distinctly stone fruit character, which is why some of our stone fruit sours tend to be really crazy stone fruit, because it gets this extra kick from that. But also our non-fruited beers tend to give off that perception.
You almost taste the peach fuzz.
I'm going to sit here and revel in this, and we are going to get into a song coming up next. We're going to get into some more stuff the Lost Abbey does. Then we'll talk about that 13th anniversary happening this weekend. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Ken, going into this, I thought Steve was going to be the quiet brewer. This guy has not shut up,
you know,
since I
is,
let him start talking, but I'm loving every minute of it.
He's a font of information.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with our friends from Port Lost Abbey and the Hop Concept. Now, let's talk about some more beer. I know this is one of Tommy Arthur's favorites, so what is it? What are we drinking? It's hazy. It must be an IPA, right?
This is Witch's Wit. This is probably our most infamous label, I would say. 5.5% wheat beer made with a bunch of wheat and some acidulated malt. And this is one of our favorite, just basically summertime beers that we drink. And this year we did something special. It's only available on draft.
And hold on, because usually you do this out in bottles, because that's where we see the amazing label. This year you're just going to keep it to
just in draft, just for our favorite proprietors. So you can go back to your favorite accounts and tip a few back.
But I can still go to the confessional in Cardiff. I can go to your brew house in San Marcos, and I can get growler fills of this, right?
Absolutely. We'll have tons of growler fills, and if Tommy's listening, hopefully crowler fills it.
Can as wit beers go, what do we look for in a wit beer when we're drinking one?
Because well, you know they tend to have that estery, like a slightly clovey, sometimes banana hints of it. I don't particularly care for it when it's overdone, which is why
too
I
much
think
banana
I like.
Is never good.
On a side note, we shoot for a more lemony quality. I try to get a little bit of that, just really summer day drinking lemony sort of effervescent quality to it, which I think kind of defines San Diego. So yeah, the traditional Belgian wits sometimes can have a ton of esters in it, and we kind of like to dial that back a little bit.
The effervescence in it, it's got a very fine carbonation to it. I think that's underappreciated in a lot of beers. People say, well, this one's bitter, this one's sweet, this one's sour, but the level of carbonation, I mean, what determines the fineness of the fizz?
A lot of times it is actually relative to how you carbonate the beer. So bottle conditioning tends to
make it finer,
create
bubbles.
A more fine bubble. And that beer, it also can be determined by what you use to make the beer. So, you know, more proteins help the head to stay more pillowy. It kind of can affect mouthfeel, and carbonation has a lot to do with mouthfeel. So that beer has some wheat in it, creates a little more heavier mouthfeel there. So you might be having a little bit of that in conjunction with it. I guess that's my best answer for that.
Like, like the clothing on Game of Thrones, we go for lacing. You know
It's too soon. I'm still in mourning. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got another beer, the 13th anniversary San Diego Comet. I mean, double IPA. It's next. You know when the brewer steps up with a comment like, that's a big boozy b-. We are drinking a rather large beer. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright, and our friends from Port Lost Abbey Hop Concept. We got Steve, Norm, Adam, and tomorrow you're having quite the celebration, aren't you? 13 years. Every year you do the same beer. Which I think is a lie, because this year tastes better than last year.
I mean, you know, maybe your palate changed.
which is 100% true. It could totally change. It probably has, considering how many hazies I drink.
I think would agree. You know, you have different hop lots that you pull from each year, so it would adjust from year to year. But yeah, it's our 13th anniversary beer. It's some people would call it a triple IPA. We try to sell it as a double, but it is 11%.
I know Tommy always makes the joke that every year you brew this, it's San Diego Common, double IPA.
Beer.
And it's the table beer of San Diego.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, what goes into this, Mr. Brewer?
This beer is actually largely unchanged from last year, and that's not even a lie. This hop schedule kind of marries the old and new. We have a lot of the classic sea hops, Centennial, Chinook, and then also some newer hops, Mosaic, Citra, in there. So late hops are mostly new, and then the sea hops are kind of mixed in there to kind of give it a classic flavor, but it kind of, on the nose, you get a little bit of a kick, and then, you know, just kind of a little bit of new school finish there.
It's so good from front to back on this beer that you can't even tell that you're drinking an 11% IPA.
It's got a pronounced bitterness on the finish, which is hard to get with a beer that is this high gravity.
As far as like if you were to actually measure the bitterness, it's going to be probably 100 plus IBU, but bitterness is all perception, and there's actually there's some caramel malt in there, and we do 90 minute boils on our system that boils pretty hard so that you get a lot more sweetness out of there, and it helps to balance out the bitterness, and you get a beer that is not perceived as alcoholic as it really is. So.
Yeah, there's a ton of cantaloupe and honeydew melon.
I'm not perceived as much of the alcoholic as I am.
It remains to be seen. I mean,
beer. Well, and the fact that you delivered this thing in 19.2 is it just it's
stovepipe.
It's a stovepipe can. You'll notice it because it's taller. You're doing these in individual can sales, right?
Yeah. So this was my six
pack. Get a six pack. Bring it home for the game.
So this was my call. We sell these in 12 ones. To stores and local purveyors of fine suds. And yeah, basically last year we had Hop 15, and we used to do it in 22 ounce, and we wanted to do it in cans. And we had seen all these other companies like Founders and stuff doing their session IPAs and, like, you know, 5% beers in stovepipe 19.2s. And so we were like, well, what if we made, you know, Hop 15 in 19.2s? And everyone just kind of laughed. I sold out of that beer in 2 days out of our warehouse.
Yeah.
And it was over 1,300 cases. The distributors thought we were insane. And then I had reorders. So this time we brewed a lot more anniversary than we did and decided to put it in a 19.2 at 11%. And people seem to dig the format.
Well, you could either split this with somebody and just have a nice time.
Or split your head open.
Or just save it to yourself get split.
I didn't know that this was a stovepipe can when you set it down on the table until I held it next to one of the cans that you that Norm brought. So it's very deceiving. All right. Now that this 11% is starting to kick in, I think I need to drink some water and play this track. break, and we'll come back with another beer to celebrate your 13th anniversary happening tomorrow. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Everybody's enjoying that 11% double IPA. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We have Steve, Norm, and Adam from Port Lost Abbey Hop Concept celebrating a huge anniversary tomorrow. 13th anniversary, you're throwing a party at the brewery. Do we need tickets to this? Do we just show up? You know, do we wear animal costumes?
We're going to start, we're actually going to open an hour early at 10 o'clock.
So we just wrapped up the 13th anniversary double IPA, which to me this year is absolutely fantastic. You say you never change it, but this year, spot on. And that can
end.
Had the Witch's Wit, had the Duck Duck Goose. And speaking of what you're tapping, since is Duck Duck going to make an appearance at your... Come on! Give me something here, man.
I have a problem with pouring duck on a duck ear because people like go out of their way to get a bottle. So it's like, maybe I'm a jerk about it, but...
I know you're a jerk.
Yeah, well, that's...
No, I won't be pouring duck, but we'll have a bunch of vintage beers.
Illibus?
No.
Isabel?
Absolutely not.
Cable car?
No.
Come on!
We'll have the share of the angel.
Oh, so, yeah, okay.
We have a bunch of vintage angel shares from like 2013, 2012. Some verticals of Cuvée de Tommy. I'm still kind of going through the list right now, and everyone's waiting on it, so a little bit on spot, but I will figure it out, and it'll be on Instagram.
The time is ticking, my friend.
Wake up at 9, look at the list, you're gonna love it. Come by at 10, you'll be great.
Just tell your cellar manager, I need this one, this one, this one, and this one on tap. Okay, go ahead.
In college, you probably started studying for the exam like an hour before.
He's sitting in class looking at his books going, what room am I in? What class
hair like mine? You don't have to study.
Teaser Romero
Mr.
over
hair.
Here.
What are we drinking next? This thing is brown and dirty. What is this?
This is our red poppy. This is our sour cherry sour.
Flanders Red, yeah.
You do this beer every year around this time, don't you?
Correct, yeah. This is one of our favorites, actually one of Tommy's favorite labels. It's the one beer we don't actually have a story on the background because we kind of just let the pretty poppy tell everybody everything about that beer.
It's amazing. You get this real strong nose on it, and you taste it, and it's so subdued, so mellow,
it's
so cool. It is silky. I know this is a sour beer, so it's had time to age, right?
The beer is about a year old by the time it gets released. So every year we empty the barrels and then we immediately refill them. And each barrel gets 30 pounds of cherries per barrel.
Holy crap.
And we got that rotating batch of barrels that pretty much puts out poppy every year.
Same barrels we've had for what, almost 13 years now?
So not all of them, but some of the barrels in the program are original.
How have you kept barrels going for 13 years?
Barrels are very sturdy, and especially if you're not dropping them, if you're treating them right, and you know, you keep them actually in use. Yeah, wet and they swelled, they'll continue to do their thing for quite a while.
This is out right now. You can pick up bottles of this, and this is one of those beers you can actually buy and then sit on, right?
Yeah, I had a vertical before I worked at the brewery. I had a vertical for, I think, 4 years, and they just change every year. The first time you have it, closer to the release date, it's super cherry forward, and that fruit starts to fall off, then it gets a little more lactic, and then some of them are really beautiful. Steve and I had a couple that are 5+ years old that are really amazing.
I mean, that beer, I would definitely recommend buy a couple, drink one now, age one for up to, I would say, safely up to 5 years.
I would recommend grabbing one of these if you're planning a romantic night with the wife and you don't think she loves beer. I find that my wife and most ladies love this beer.
My wife.
Hey, you know.
My wife. She liking this beer.
Are we planning a Norman Stackhouse, the 6th at this point?
The
How
18th?
Many kids are you up to?
We've got 2 so far, and we've had Red Poppy together twice. So
there it is. Secret recipe. All right, we're going to take a break, play something romantic, and come back with a beer that Steve showed me the bottle, and I cannot wait to try. It has something to do with tequila, and oh, God help me. I cannot wait to get into this next beer. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, brought to you by Senior Grubbies. Now in 2 locations, their OG location in Carlsbad Village and now the new spot in Oceanside. Check them out at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And our friends from Port Lost Abbey Hop Concept, we got Steve the Head Brewer, Norm, the Sales Weasel, and Adam the Mouth of Tommy, and we've been talking about some of the stuff they've got.
That's, used to be Hand of the King, and now the Game of Thrones is over.
Yeah, now Game of Thrones is over. You're
truly
the Mouth of Tommy.
Getting spread to the brewers.
So we just finished off the Red Poppy. We had your 13th anniversary double IPA, which was amazing. That ties into the celebration that's happening tomorrow. You said verticals of
Cuvée, Angel Share. Again, still going through the list, but a lot of A lot of the stuff we kind of sit on. Tommy's a hoarder
you think?
Of kegs. So we pretty much get to kind of go through our coal box and see, like, ooh, let's try that. It's been fun kind of just popping open random kegs and seeing how they go. And a lot of them have been really rad. So
now, one of the things that you can only get tomorrow is the beer that you've just poured out. Now, Steve ran in with his bottle like a kid on Christmas. Like, you could try this beer.
Forget the Duck Duck. Try this beer.
Yeah, because I was talking all about you having Duck Duck, and this is the one that he has been dying to talk about. So I figured I would let you set it up. First of all, Steve, what are we going to be drinking?
So this is called Agave Maria Reserva, and the base beer is doesn't really fit into a style, but best described as a strong ale that we used agave nectar as some of the sugar components. So
it's really dark. It almost looks like a brown ale with Pionciano.
Yeah, that's close enough.
It almost looks like you would have that kind of sugar in it because just the color is that dark, deep kind of chestnut brown.
French, so you guys are going to fill me in later.
Yeah, it's definitely, we didn't go for a black beer for sure. We were going for more of like a brown, you know, like a tequila that's been aged for a while. You know, that same kind of the beer is much lighter when you put it into the barrel, but as it ages, you actually do experience that evaporation, which creates a darker color. But,
wow. Interesting. There's something interesting with this beer, though. Unlike like Agave Maria I've had before, but Agave Maria Reserva, this has a different like feeling to it. It doesn't, there feels like there's no alcohol in it, and there's no like roasty, toasty notes to it. It's just this really smooth kind of front to back experience.
Deep.
It is deep.
So deep.
These are the cream of the crop barrels. These are some barrels that we sought out actually from Mexico in their first use barrels, which means we got them wet after the first use, which is hard to get. Normally, tequila barrels and rum barrels, correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, are used over and over so that by over time they get pretty beat up and there's infection and stuff. But these were signed, sealed, delivered, and wet when we got them. They're awesome.
The beer spent more time in the barrel than the previous iterations of this beer. And this beer is actually a completely different beer because
almost 4 years, right?
This is amazing. Like, Agave Maria was really good, but this doesn't even fit in the same class of that.
Yeah, smoking chocolate and...
Yeah, the cocoa.
Man.
Character.
Yeah, dude, you nailed it with that. I get the cocoa, the smoke, the chocolate.
And then
it
finishes
really...
like cola almost, though. It's like this sweetness that's like...
Can I ask? Because I'm almost afraid at this point because this beer drinks so smooth, so light. I would say that it's one of those beers that sits around 6%.
I would guess 9.
Okay. So what is the ABV on this?
14%. 14%. Yeah.
Get the out of here.
No way. Yeah,
Dude, that's
30 proof.
By yourself in a closet.
Yes.
While crying.
Great side effect of long aging. You know, that evaporation, you're evaporating out water and that
Dude, this
alcohol.
Is miraculous. I have never had a beer of this strength. All right. Finish this clean.
It's a unicorn. Yeah. It's a unicorn beer. Ken, we have to go. Come on.
We are there.
Guys, thank you for the amazing beers. Yeah, good luck on your 13th anniversary tomorrow. So proud that you guys are in our San Diego community. You're amazing. We're going to go out with this, and then we will see you next week.
Hey, there's more.
Oh, you son of a...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.